Real Estate Today. A weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All around Southern Oregon, I'm Kyle Bailey, the one and only, the president, Mary Gilbert, real estate expert, team leader at the Mary Gilbert Group, and partner this weekend at Eugene Marathon.
That's right, Kyle. I'll be running 26.2 miles, and you'll be walking the full distance like a rock star. So we'll both be out there in our Eugene Marathon shirts, pushing through mile after mile, just like a great real estate strategy.
That's exactly true. And in fact, whether you're running a marathon or you're selling your home, it's all about the right pace and the right prep and staying consistent through every stage. So today we're going to kind of take that marathon mindset and apply it to one of the biggest moves you could make, marketing your home to attract strong offers.
Yeah, so let's start with what it actually means to market your home. So think of this like the training plan before race day. It's everything you do before the offer to build interest, professional photography, staging, signage, social media, and listing it in the MLS. Just like marathon prep, this stage is critical for your success.
Yeah, the MLS, kind of like the marathon course map, right? Everybody sees where your home is and how to get there.
Absolutely. The MLS gives your listing maximum visibility, getting it in front of every buyer and agent who's actively looking. But it's the extras, those water stations along the course. So if you will, like open houses, beautiful curb appeal, and strong online marketing that really keep buyers engaged.
Yeah, let's talk about showings, open houses. How are those like your kind of mid-race checkpoints?
Yeah, Kyle. So that's your on-the-ground exposure, and it's where your buyers start to envision crossing the finish line in your home. So first impressions are everything. So clean, declutter, and maybe even stage it. It's like putting on your best gear for race day.
And don't forget curb appeal.
Yeah, that's your starting line. So it sets the tone. A tidy yard, fresh flowers, and a clean front porch can make buyers want to take those next steps inside. It's your ready, set, go moment.
Now, what about pacing? That is so important, but in this case, we'll call it pricing. What's your advice there?
Yeah, so this is where the race can be won or lost. So if you price too high and you burn out early, buyers lose interest. But a competitive price right out of the gate, well, that's your strong start. It builds momentum, brings in more buyers to the door, and can even spark multiple offers.
All right, as we get ready to roll through a marathon on Sunday, let's look back at the market and kind of talk about what the past week had.
Yeah, so we're going to actually do a quick pace check for the last 4 weeks. And so just like marathoners track their mile times, we track the market week by week. So new listings for the last 4 weeks, we saw 227 total. That's just 48 last week, down from 64 earlier. So inventory tightened up a little bit this week. Back on the market, we had 65 properties come back on the market in the last 4 weeks. Those are second chances for buyers. Price changes, 195. That was about 49 a week. So sellers are staying agile in this market by adjusting quickly. Pending sales, 186 for the last 4 weeks. That's nearly 47 homes per week under contract. Sold homes, 116. That's about 29 per week. So homes are moving. And expired listings in the last 4 weeks, we saw 28. And this is just a reminder that pricing and condition matter.
Yeah, it is competitive. It's fast pace. It's spring. And this time of year, timing and preparation matter more than ever.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's talk about how some of the listings.
Yeah. So there's a couple of new listings that came on the market. 2917 Oak Ridge Avenue in Roseburg. This is out in the Charter Oaks neighborhood, just southwest of Hughcrest. There's not a whole lot of homes that come out for sale on this market, so be sure to check this one out. It's a four-bedroom, two-bathroom, just over 2,700 square feet, offered for $445,000. It's got a multi-generational layout, mountain views, dual fireplaces, and check it out. Tomorrow, there's an open house from 11 to 2.
Wow. Now, this next one, I really like the looks of this one.
Oh, this is a beautiful modern-style home, 305 Madera Lane in Melrose. This is in the Madera Heights subdivision. On your way out to Melrose store, this is just going to be before the Melrose store on the left. So Madera Heights, it's a newer subdivision. This house is only a couple years old. Four bedrooms, hard to find four-bedroom home, two bath, 2.34 acres. Nice one-level home offered for sale at $849,000. It's got high-end finishes, big windows, vineyard views, and upscale GE cafe appliances.
And the view out there is absolutely amazing.
Oh, it's breathtaking. And you could just sit. If I had that house, I would just sit on the back patio and not leave. Have my coffee. Enjoy the views.
Just stay there all day. All right, so what's next?
113 Citation Court in Winston. This is a brand new home in Looking Glass Creek Estates. Nice quality build, single story home. This is a three bedroom, two bath, $469,900. It's got vaulted ceilings, quartz counters, RV parking. That's hard to find for new homes. So RV parking, it's move in ready. Be the first ones to own this house.
And out in Little Valley, you've got one, right?
Yeah, 1069 Little Valley Road in Roseburg, Oregon. Brand new listing. Check this one out. 1.04 acres. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath home listed for $575,000. You've got farmhouse-style home with radiant floor heating, a garden space, and a poultry coop. So you can have your own eggs at home.
Wow, that's foul. So here's a unique situation out in Sutherland.
Yes. Yeah, so 990 Forest Heights Street in Sutherland. This is on a street of newer construction homes. This home is advertised as a fixer opportunity, but actually it was a new home that was never finished. So it's a three bedroom, two and a half bath. It's got a double car garage. Pretty much the exterior is done. You need to finish the interior. So the interior is going to need insulation, probably some plumbing, electrical, sheetrock, and you can finish it how you want. Permits are filed and ready for your custom touch. So $260,000 on this type of product, I'd probably try to get a construction loan for the purchase. Unless you have some access to private money, then you could finish it with private money and then refinance later for a construction loan or flip it if you're an investor.
Wow, some good opportunities there. Let's talk about Littlebrook.
Littlebrook, so this is a 55-plus gated community in Roseburg. Oh, man, when you pull into this, it's got a nice big gate. There's a big water feature out there. You can hear the waterfalls from there. They've got an amazing clubhouse, you know, very quiet setting. This house is a three-bedroom, two-bath, 1,300 square feet for $139,500.
What about if you're looking for land maybe out in the country?
Yeah, so get this one. 214 Oak Way in Roseburg. This is a 10-acre parcel in Melrose. It's a wooded lot. It's got utilities available. It's ready to build on for $168,000.
Wow, good opportunity there. Open houses.
So, yeah, moving on to open houses. So if you're out and about today, a few open houses to check out. 459 Oak Valley Loop in Winchester. This is a rare four-bedroom, three-and-a-half-bathroom home on a cul-de-sac, on a corner lot, has an in-ground pool, has a recently updated kitchen, open today from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m.
All right, and what else?
Comfort Court in Canyonville, open 12 to 3. It's a double wide. And then you go to Nestucca Court in Roseburg. That's a twilight open house from 4 to 6 p.m.
Now, we got a question from a listener who wondered about waiting till summer to list their home.
Yeah, Kyle, great question. So while summer's busy, now may actually be better. So inventory is lower, meaning less competition, and buyers are already active. So the sooner you list, the sooner you will benefit from the spring demand.
All right. Some great information, great expertise. As always, if folks want to connect with you or your team, what's the best way to reach out and do that?
All right. You can give us a call at 541-366-6080. Visit us online at marygilbert.com or stop by 2658. Northeast Stevens Street in Roseburg. Whether you're buying, selling, or just curious, we're always here to help.
All right, that's a wrap today for Local Real Estate Today. Big thanks to Mary Gilbert and the Mary Gilbert Group. And if you're out at the Eugene Marathon Course Sunday, you may see one or both of us, except she'll be ahead because she's running and I'm walking.
Yeah, and we'll be smiling through mile 20. So.
yeah, I don't know about that part, but that's great. All right, we'll see you Sunday in Eugene. Local real estate today. Mary Gilbert and the Mary Gilbert Group wrapping up our segment today and wrapping up the morning report. KQEN News Time is 9 o'clock.